Greetings, everyone, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to begin by expressing my joy and thanksgiving for the love, honor, and respect you demonstrated toward me and mine on the 32nd anniversary service as your pastor. I was so happy to see each of you who came to be a part of this special day for me and the members of the church. All week, I had to keep reminding myself that I wasn't preaching this Sunday. Even though I wasn't preaching, I had confidence that our associate minister would bring us a good and challenging word from the Lord. To summarize what I understood the message to be, was for us to have no fear placing our confidence in Christ, to not trust in earthly things, to understand that we will have some ups and downs, and to know that God is preparing us for something greater, and that He will be with us every step of the way on our way to spiritual maturity. It was a message of encouragement and something we all need in times like these. One of the best parts of this day was the fellowship meal. As I walked through the building, I could hardly restrain myself as I smelled the aroma of the food being prepared for us to eat. I want to express my sincere thanks to each and every one for the food and drinks you brought, and especially everyone who helped set up, serve, and straighten up afterwards. Everything looked so good, neat, and nice in the kitchen and fellowship hall after the service. It hardly looked like we had been there at all. Thanks for an outstanding job. The afternoon service was just what we needed. Dr. Blakeney and Solid Rock really blessed us with their singing and his preaching. Part of this service was live streamed on Facebook and YouTube, and I have been blessed watching it over again and invite you to do the same. Dr. Blakeney didn't earn his degree from college courses, but from the years of experience he has working with and among the people of God. There are few men or women with the gift to speak plainly to and in a vernacular which common people can easily understand and relate to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Blakeney is one of those who has this gift. Finally, let me say thank you once again for all of your acts of kindness and gifts you gave to Valinda and I. I hope and trust you gave from your heart according to the measure of faith you have to give. As I told you before, the size or amount of a gift is not what is important. It is the attitude in which you give that is important and matters, because the measure or attitude you give to others will be measured back to you. Well, this concludes this edition of Fine Points, and I hope to be back in the pulpit with another message from our Lord this Sunday. I know you don't think what you gave or did is going to change my approach to what God has called me to do. I'm still going to call a spade and relate to everyone the way God would have me to do so. I love you all very much, and I am not satisfied until I have done all I know and can do to ensure your entrance and mine into the kingdom of our dear Savior. Look for our Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday of this week, and on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday School Daily Bible readings anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.